This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians are dancing all over the place right now. They're celebrating because Nancy Pelosi has gotten her way. She got trillions of dollars and now she's loaded for bear and she's focusing on Donald J. Trump. Yep, that's exactly what's going on. The Nancy Pelosi totalitarian queen. We, you know, Queen should make out a new, they should break out a new song called The Totalitarian Queen. Well, let's dance. Some people don't even know how to say totalitarian or totalitarianism. Isn't it ironic? After all these years, we have been talking and everybody's pointing the finger. You can't say that on the air. Who do you think you are to say that totalitarian word? Some people say, you can't say that. No, I have to help them. It's totalitarian. Because I can't say it, you know. That's a problem. If you can't say it, how do you know what it means? How can you articulate it in your brain, neuron to neuron, synaptic junction to, you know, synaptic junction? Some of you have more myelin than others. I'm not going to get anatomical on you. All right, everybody, listen. all of you good Americans now, make sure you have your travel papers with you, because you're going to be checked at the checkpoint by the good communist military that we have out there, right? Well, whatever military it is. You know, and whatever military it is. Just because you have a uniform on doesn't mean that you are the loyalist out there, right? You could be fooling people like they do in California. You know, they got this California Military Reserve, Military Guard, or CalGuard, it's now called. They changed their name because we've been out there ripping on these folks. You know, the governor's private little army that goes and plays in the Ukraine and that sort of thing, huh? And why were they in the Ukraine anyway? Doing a little bit of cleanup for the Obama administration and Joe Biden? Boy, what's ever happened to Joe? Boy, he's following the script. They're going to replace Joe Biden. I mean, who would you put up there? You'd put the pretty boys, because he's not a pretty boy, and he's not a young guy, and he's really looking senile. I think maybe he's playing the part of being senile. Literally, if you take a look at the theater that's out there right now. And where we're at with this election, are we suspending the election is the question. Of course, this would be a true victory for the totalitarians to do that. And then they're doing the victory dance right now. They are so happy. They're so loaded up with money. $2 trillion that was just handed over out of the Treasury of the United States. Our pockets here in the United States, we're such a generous country after all. And so much of this going to other foreign actors. And it's certainly the nonprofits are going to be bloated again. That's why Nancy Pelosi is so proud of herself and why she feels she's so empowered at this point in time. And is that why the president may be so weakened at this point in time? That's another thing to consider. I mean, goodness gracious, after that little first hour when the president comes on Fox and Friends and basically says, oh, we're going to extend this whole thing. We're going to extend the hoax out another month or so. Because we want to make sure that Nancy feels comfortable. Because she's uncomfortable now. She's out there saying bad things about Donald, and we can't have people saying bad things about the president. So as soon as she says that, and boy, we were saying at the time, with this $2 trillion thing, there's some things in it we don't like, and we complained. We pushed back, and we complained. So this whole election thing in this bill, she wanted to bring in ballot harvesting. Now, are there going to be additional trailer bills? This is the thing we need to look out for, ladies and gentlemen, protect ourselves. So in other words, this is the California-style legislation that goes on. They didn't get it in this bill. What about next week's bill? Are they going to ram something through the House, which I think they're already doing right now, so that she can get everything that she needs for herself? Is that going to be happening? Inquiring minds want to know. Is she still going to get what she wants in a later bill? We have to watch these things. Is she still going to get ballot harvesting? Ballot harvesting, we'd lose the country if it was legalized. We're pretty close to losing it right now. But if it's legalized and brought into, you know, they already got mail-in balloting, right? Everybody does the mail-in balloting, which, by the way, they've taken advantage of that. How many people do we know are legitimate on those rolls? We know that Linda Payne, Election Integrity, you know, we've seen this whole thing with this. It's clearly corrupt in California and in other parts of the nation. She's pointed that out very clearly. But the whole notion of ballot harvesting, which is legalized ballot stuffing in California. You know, they had a problem back in California's early history. The first couple of governors had a real problem with ballot harvesting, and it was just kind of played the old Boston way, right? That's because, you know, there's a lot of Bostonians who came out, a lot of New Yorkers who came out and settled in the San Francisco area. And, of course, the gold rush was on, and they had a, you know, a new state and a new way of doing things. And they had all this freedom and all this gold. And Levi Strauss was starting to make Levi's. And all of a sudden they found out, boy, we could earn a lot more money by selling to their gold miners up there in the foothills. Gold country. Downeyville. Samuel Clemens. Oh, who's that? Samuel Clemens, he roamed around the Highway 49 area. Check it out. If nobody's been to the gold country in this country, the United States of America, boy, have you missed out. there's certain places and certain counties of the gold country in which every house in many of the towns has its own personalized gold mine. Well, think about that. The early settlers came out here to California. This is history you don't know about because they don't teach this. They deliberately dumb you down in California. You don't want to know your own California history, which is epic. Just epic about the history of California. It's our national history, by the way. They have managed to dumb down an entire 40 million population by not teaching. It's just be happy and ignorant. Right? Enjoy the weather in California. It's just beautiful weather, right? The only thing you get in California is the weather. We take the environment. Well, of course, the weather is pretty terrible, too, especially when the chemtrail the hell out of us, right? That boy, you get up in the morning and you have your nice cup of coffee and you think, wow, what's that silvery sky? Right. They're real, folks. Chemtrails are real. Aluminum oxide in everybody's bloodstream coursing through our veins. It's real. Brought to you by the totalitarians. These are just some real things. So Nancy Pelosi says bark and Donald says how high. Well, we have to see what this is all about. You know, remember, Donald Trump is the world's greatest rope salesman. After we've had this little lecture, you'll know what I mean. Anyway, is this a Neville Chamberlain moment? Who's that? Well, you have to go back and ask Adolf Hitler who Neville Chamberlain is. Are we seeing Trump and Pelosi? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Ben. He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
The first things that I learned in life is when you're being bullied, don't let it happen. That's one of the first things I learned. I learned how to fight on the streets. And I was the better bully, I guess. I never liked bullies, and I didn't like being bullied. So I put a stop to it. No one bothered me. Just so happened I had the talent and skill and ability to do that. But I learned one thing early on as a child. Don't let bullies bully you. Now, I never thought too much about bullies in my life because I wasn't a bully and I never let bullies bully me or people even remotely try and attempt to do that. That was just me. I guess I created an aura around myself, a glow. Don't bully me. You'll get worse in the end. Just sort of, you know, what I always learned as a kid. Now, we have people who understand bullies better than other people who understand bullies. And that became so evident to me as an educator that in order to keep bullies in line and prevent bullying, you have to have good structure for them. Structure, meaning discipline. Right. I mean, you channel it. If there's a bully around you, channel the, you know, in an education environment or even in your own house, even in your own life, you channel the bully into something more positive, right? You do some channeling. Now, channeling and disciplining the bully is a lot different than appeasement of the bully. A lot different. Now, appeasement, you just say, well, he'll just go away. We don't have to address the issues of him bullying. We don't have to, you know, we don't have to, we just go away and, you know, we just blow off another doobie. We don't have to worry about it. But then what happens, what you discover, and again, those that aren't in denial soon realize this, is that the bully gets bigger and badder as a bully because you've appeased them. Appeasement's a great art, actually. It's a great art. It'll go away. It'll go away. Nothing to see here. Just move along. That's appeasement. Nothing to see there. Just loading up the people in the coffins. It's no big deal. Thousands of coffins all over the place. It's not a big deal. At least they're not putting your body in there, right? So I feel good about that. But I have to go wait in this line right now. I have no idea why I'm waiting in this line. Or I have to have travel papers. I have no idea why I have to have travel papers. That's okay. Just nothing to see here. Move along to the next place. And maybe that next place will have a coffin for you. That's what appeasement does. That's what appeasement does. That does. That's where it gets you, appeasement. And nowhere on the greatest stage in the world did we see this happen in World War II with Neville Chamberlain as he signed an agreement with Adolf Hitler in 1939. Peace in our time, they called it. As, of course, the bully, the thug, the totalitarian, was being so happy and so smiley-faced as he was bringing the world to war, World War. Already started. Neville Chamberlain, this is the greatest story of all time of appeasement, and shows you that appeasement does not work with the bully. And you have to, you have to give them structure, the bully. You have to discipline them. You see, I learned that as an educator, to discipline, to give structure to kids. It's a wonderful thing. A well-disciplined student actually learns. A well-disciplined student in a well-disciplined school, everybody learns, and they feel safe and secure. But in a school where you don't have that safety and security of the structure of discipline, then you have chaos. You don't have learning. You dumb the population now because people are in fear And there's schools all over the state of California right now that have bought into the appeasement theory, where they don't have discipline. Discipline means to disciple, to give structure. That's what, look it up. That's what it means. Now, in an unstructured world, such as what we had in 1939, with Adolf Hitler, the bully, running around, and everybody wanting to, oh, don't attack me, because we don't have an army. We're just good people. Let's get on our knees, and please don't shoot us in the head. See, our founding fathers recognized that little fact. That's why they created the Declaration of Independence, and they said that if your leaders become tyrants, then you have a right and a duty to change it. You have a right and a duty, capitalized in the Declaration of Independence. And back then, the word duty meant to kill the prince, literally. You have a right to take up arms and kill the prince. That's what it meant. It still means that, by the way. The founding fathers put that in there for a reason, because they knew you cannot appease a tyrant or a totalitarian. And, of course, nowhere did it work out badly for humanity than with Neville Chamberlain, a British conservative who served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1937 to May 1940. He is best known for his foreign policy of appeasement, and in particular for his signing of the Munich Agreement on the 30th of September 1938, conceding the German-speaking Sudetenland region of Czechoslovakia to Germany, like it was his to succeed, right? Following the German invasion of Poland on September 1st, 1939, which marked the beginning of World War II, Chamberlain announced the declaration as bogus. Yeah, we can't do that. We can't do it. No, you can't. Hey, we signed this agreement. You said you wouldn't do this. We gave you the Sudetenland. And the murders were on, right? The war was on. I find it ironic that a follower of Adolf Hitler, Nancy Pelosi, is now pushing the buttons of our dear leader, Donald J. Trump. There's a difference, a big difference between a Neville Chamberlain and a Donald J. Trump. Let's be very clear. Donald J. Trump is a rope salesman. He has ammunition in his quiver. Neville Chamberlain had nothing. So he went to appeasement with Hitler. Nancy Pelosi, you better watch out. That's all I got to say. You better watch out, girlfriend. God, perish that thought. Appeasement doesn't work. Donald J. Trump knows that. And all these people that have been given this president wrong information in their, well, in their responsibilities, in their duties, in which they've sworn an oath, by the way. Your time could be up. As they say, your time is up. And I think that what we have here is somebody who knows how to discipline people. But, you know, they have to show themselves. And I guess in this draining of the swamp, we have to be patient. It's a deep swamp. You got to remember that this whole thing has been set up by the architects of post-World War II paperclip people, adherence to Adolf Hitler, and the people who created Adolf Hitler. They're still around. They are a cult group still around, and they manifest themselves in places like the United Nations. And those manifestations come out in people like Nancy Pelosi and so many others, the trilaterals, the technocrats. They're here, they're now. I don't think Donald Trump's appeasing anybody. I think he's setting them up. And if you haven't learned that little technique yet, he's done it every time, hasn't he? Let's see, Russiagate, Stormy Daniels, Ukraine, impeachment. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And, you know, it's just it's a different set of circumstances, huh? So have you got your papers with you, so your travel papers, so that when they pull you over, you can say, it's necessary for me to be out and about. You have every constitutional right to be out and about traveling without papers. Tell them to, tell them to go read the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. Yeah, just a little shiny thought there. You know, it's kind of interesting that all these things are suggestions and people are still staying at home. I find it shocking that that's happening. Why should that be happening? You know, and again, don't go to church. You can't worship. People are telling you that stuff? Are you kidding me? So how are churches behaving these days? Have we given up our First Amendment right? Huh? Are we doing that? Are we giving up our First Amendment right? I don't know. Seems to me some people are just willing to do it, just rolling over. Everything the government tells you has got to be the truth, right? Churches hold crowded services in defiance of government coronavirus guidance. Guidance! Oh, gee, they have it right. Mm-hmm. CDC. Boy, they've got their little things together. And, of course, the CDC is a globalist organization. It's our CDCs, and it's globalist, right? Right. They're running a little commercial here, but it's going to pull this one here. I'm not going to run the commercial for the CDC. No. I think we've got a big bureaucratic mess that needs to be undone. Needs to be unraveled, if you know what I mean. Completely unraveled. By the way, 215-867-8255. I'm sorry, I have not pulled that up. But the next hour will commit to the third hour of that number. So 215-867-8255 is the call-in line. And we'll let you express yourself. I'd like to thank all the callers who called in last week. You know, we got the system up and running. It's kind of nice to have the system up and running, as you know. Here we go.
The global pandemic hitting the heartland with a vengeance. Nearly three dozen people who attended a children's event at a church in rural Arkansas earlier this month have tested positive for coronavirus. Joining us live now to discuss the situation on the ground in his state, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. Governor, good to have you back with us.
Good to be with you, Shannon.
How are things going there? I saw a post by this pastor and his wife saying, you know, you got to be careful. You have no idea what actions you take may be impacting other people. To have one church with such an outbreak, that's just one of the many stories that we hear where people can't really explain what the genesis of it was. But now you have a spread there in Arkansas.
A spread.
Well, we do, and that's not the only location of spread that we have.
Spread.
We have a number of travel-related cases in Arkansas, as well as ones that we can't particularly identify, which indicates community spread. In this one particular church, they have taken the steps to go online for their services. They take the precautions, but they had this one, and you can see the impact of it. And everybody understands now that you've got to socially distance. You've got to take the precautions. We've put a very strong directive in Arkansas not to have gatherings more than 10 people in a social environment. Today, our General Assembly met, and we met outside the Capitol, the State House did, in a 5,400-seat arena, because they wanted to have proper social distancing. And we're getting the business done. In Arkansas, we have over 300 cases, but we see what's happening in New York. We're getting prepared. We're buying equipment. The state's put up $30 million to help us to get the PPE, to make sure that we have ventilators. That's what we're doing right now to get ready.
I want to play something the president had to say about this idea of gradually opening up quadrants or sections of the country. Here's what he said.
But we got to go back to work. We may take sections of our country. We may take large sections of our country that aren't so seriously affected, and we may do it that way. But we've got to start the process pretty soon.
In addition to that, the Washington Post has a headline. They say governors are the ones ordering people to stay home. Trump doesn't have the authority to make these governors do anything differently. I know that you've had phone calls with him. I saw the letter that went out to you all today from the president. He's praising you guys and saying you're on the front lines. You're making a lot of hard decisions. And I think a lot of people don't understand how much power is conferred on the states and on you as the governors to make these really difficult decisions.
We are, and I read the president's letter, and the president is giving maximum amount of flexibility to the states, but they're also supporting us. We've got two shipments of PPE that came in. We haven't got everything, and we're on our own and making procurements. We understand that, and so we're taking ownership of it. We're acting. Now, whenever you look at the future...
I want to say something at this point in time. This is Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas. Okay. And you heard what he said. We got two procurements of PPC, but we're making do. Okay, he can say that because he's got a budget where he can make do. In California, they don't have a budget where they can make do and fill in that gap. You see, each state sitting independently has to be responsible for its own people. Californians are not responsible for Arkansans. They're not. They're not responsible, and vice versa. They shouldn't be. Question is there going to be a bill to steal the money from the rest of the United States to bail out California? That's a question. That's a question. Because California can't do what Asa Hutchinson just said. They don't have the capability. The $21 billion budget surplus they say they have is kaput. It's never there. They've lied to you. Remember, the California system of budgeting is, if you got $1 in your checkbook, just add six more zeros, and you're in the profit part of things, right? You now have assigned yourself $1 million in your checkbook. Good luck at trying to cash that check, right? Well, we're at that good luck trying to cash the check business in California, because there is no $21 billion. It's a shortfall that's a deep hole. We take a couple $1 trillion to get us out of it in California. That's because of people like Gavin Newsom and Jerry Brown, right? Making deals with China. So Asa Hutchinson, being a good governor here, is going to fill that gap.
Future and what the president said, he's simply debating the same thing in his mind that Governor Cuomo and every governor is thinking about is, how do we reopen for business down the road? And we get a lot of pressure. Well, we need to close businesses. Well, if you close businesses, when are you going to reopen those businesses? And you shouldn't close businesses until you have a plan and understanding from your public health community as to what triggers reopening and how long is this going to take. And we want to make sure it's...
How about you guys listen to the truth? And, you know, you talk about community spread. This incident happened a couple weeks ago. 34 people test positive after a church event in Arkansas. Have any of them died? Is this just like normal community spread, this kind of spread that's been going on all throughout human history? And now all of a sudden, we've discovered community spread. Oh, no. Really? I guess. Yeah, we got a new term for it. Community spread. Forget man spread. No more man spreading. We've got community spread. Man spreading has turned into community spreading. No more man spreading for you. We've got community spread. The fear is community spread. I don't believe it. Are you kidding me? And that's what that John Hopkins map business shows, is community spread worldwide of the coronavirus. Shocking. I don't see the community spread of the influenza epidemic, pandemic that we got worldwide right now. But, you know, guess what? People are dying from that. How many patients in the hospital under the quote... First of all, how many patients are in the hospitals for coronavirus? Huh? Oh, it's going to peak. It's going to peak at Easter. Really? It's going to peak at Easter. Well, community spread is going to make it peak at Easter. That's what they say. So Nancy Pelosi says. So the great charmer, the snake charmer says. Community spread, that's the new word.
It's successful when we do it. We're a very connected country. And so whenever you look at not shutting down all the businesses, keeping the essential businesses online, we're better off simply saying, let's practice social distancing, even in the workplace. Let's have the proper cleansing. Let's make sure we do the screening that's necessary for visitors. Those are the kind of protections we're putting into place, very strange.
So in all of humanity, we've always had community spread in all of the history of humanity. And now all of a sudden we've just discovered it and we have to stop it. We have to stop this community spread. Yeah. Of a disease that, it's the ghost of disease. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected.
go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. A21R.com. So we got all of this stuff. You know, what other news is going on? Where are we going with all these investigations, you know, with where'd all that go? Did I just go running away? We're talking about, where does Bill Barr now? And who's the other guy? Who are the other guys investigating Russia, right? That's all gone away now, right? And, of course, But listen, though, you don't hear much from James Comey, do you? Where is James Comey today? Now, listen, I can tell you, he may pop up on CNN or something like that because we're bringing it out to people. Because certain people listen to this radio show, and they're going, what is Paul thinking today? I know who you are. I can tell from behind the microphone who you really, truly are out there. Radio is kind of weird because how do you get, you know, you sit in a box basically and you talk through a big thing that's protruding right to your mouth. And you sit there and you say, and you do, you're just on your own. Occasionally you get a barking dog in the background. Background music for us in this studio is barking dogs. They don't bark on cue, at least not my cue. They don't even silence on my cue, but, you know, so much for the background music of the Studio 21. But my point is this. We just sit in a box and we kind of wonder these things. And guess what? We do get a feedback. You listeners and are, of course, the citizen journalists are just fantastic. The citizen journalists are the heartbeat of this radio show. How do you stop citizen journalism? Well, you know, I don't know. Where's your papers? By the way, you have a First Amendment right. Freedom of religion. You know, the Founding Fathers knew that things like this might pop up. They saw all this. They understood all this. This is all European-based. This is what tyrants and totalitarians have been doing
ad nauseum for years. They know how to destroy the First Amendment. They learned that from their, well, from their various religions, how to destroy it. Because religions compete. Shocking. Religions compete. They know how to disciple. They know how to use discipline, structure, to provide the best structure or forced structure. You know, when you have a religion that wants to force itself on you, that is a defining moment for your understanding about religion. Any religion that becomes a government or a theocracy, or that acts like a theocracy, and we've got several of them out there, they've learned old school, just basically how to be a totalitarian, and they use religion to foist totalitarianism on you. That's a fact. That's what they do. And here we are right now at that very, very brink again of seeing how religions have been foisted upon us, or how they can destroy our own religions right now, keeping you separated, keeping this germ is the way to do it. We'll destroy the First Amendment of the United States of America, just like they tried to destroy bicameralism with Nancy Pelosi.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle.
with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
So what they're doing right now to you, and I want to talk about this real quickly here so you see what this whole health scare has done. You've got bogus data that the president is being fed by deep state actors. We know that the data just does not support any of this, not even remotely. And we're now taking down the primrose lane of believing that this is the most deadly thing on the planet, and it's far from it. We have the flu. We have outbreaks of influenza all the time, by the way, and it wipes out a lot of people across the planet. One of the big ones, of course, was the Spanish flu. Are we being racist? No. It emanated from Spain about 102 years ago, and it wiped out a lot of people. Millions of people died because we didn't know. You know, again, it goes back to the whole thing about the germ theory. And that we did not know and understand the germ theory even back then. We didn't know even proper. The population of people did not know how to properly cleanse themselves. We're back to the same old thing in China with this outbreak. As they say, people don't wash their hands in China. And this particular type of virus is a virus that is mostly drawn to you by contact. And we told you this. You get it on your hands somehow, a doorknob. You know, a toilet, you know, lever. One of those ways, and you don't wash your hands afterwards, then you put your hands up to your face, and pretty soon, somehow you've rubbed your eyes, and you've got it in your eyes. That's basically how it's transmitted, and we've been telling you that. Sometimes it's aerosolized. You can transmit it that way. That's just understandable. But does this thing spread as a classic type of viral disease, such as influenza, by contact through the air and droplet nuclei? No, it doesn't. That's not the way it does it. Most of the time, you almost 90%, 95%, maybe 100% of the time, you get it through contact on touching something to your face. And 100% of the time, when you wash your hands, you're going to wipe it out and prevent it. That's the best prevention yet. We've been saying that from day one. Apparently, no one's listening, but I think maybe there are. Next hour, we might play some proof and evidence of that. So you can wipe this thing out and you can control it. Now in the United States, one of the reasons is that we don't have a large population base that has this, that we don't. Listen, 22,000 Americans as of March 1st, from October to March 1st, have died from the influenza. That's nothing like we have now. It's such a tiny number. And when you take a look at the total number of people who have died, so what, 30, they'll say 30,000 or something like that worldwide. Really? Worldwide, 7.1 billion people? You do the math on that. What's the percent of the population when it's 33,000 worldwide? Hello? And what's the what's the math on having 22,000 in a population of 356 million people like you have in the United States? See, you just can't scale that together. This is not an outbreak. This is not a pandemic. In fact, we really look at the numbers, and we don't see it. You can't see it. And we're getting now the anecdotal information from people snooping around going, these hospitals, they say, are so full or empty. These numbers are not real. They can't be real. And, of course, they're not real. That's what this is, a feared pandemic. Now what we have, of course, is the government response to a hysterical pandemic. And in that, we lose our freedoms. And the ones that we lose are the first and foremost ones from the Declaration of Independence to the Bill of Rights to the Constitution. And the first one they're trying to take away from us, of course, is, freedom of religion. Then there's freedom of speech. Let's not give up our rights so easily. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.